Call to order. Kathy, please call the roll.
Andrew Brennan.
Here.
James Arredondo. Mike Martinez. Jim Pitacora.
Here.
Jamie McCoo. Yvonne Shirley.
Here.
Mike Niehoff.
Here.
Gino Gentile.
Here.
Doug Sickler.
We have a corner. We can rock and roll.
Sorry, guys, you're waiting for me.
We need a motion. I'll make the motion to approve the minutes from last month's meeting. Need a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? That passes. We need a discussion and an appointment to appoint a chair pro tem. In the event the chairperson is not here, somebody to run the meeting. I nominate Gino. Anybody else can throw their name in the ring and we can have a discussion about it, but I nominate Gino.
Wow. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds
second.
Second, you got a second. Gino, you accept?
I guess I do, yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Gino, welcome back in spades, my man.
Wow. That's what I get for being late.
That's what you get.
We said last guy.
Yeah.
So we should have had one of the guys that didn't show up. That's what we should have done.
That's actually better idea.
Yeah.
Newberry Park Bocce Ball Courts, Ray.
Okay, so we did a survey of residents that live near Newberry Park. We did a poll card of 151 households around the park. We received 33 replies, and in the survey we asked, do you want us to remove the bocce ball court and replace it with grass? 64%, 21 votes said yes, replace it with grass. 36% or 12 said no, keep the bocce ball court and renovate it. And so the second question was, please renovate the bocce ball court for continued use. 39% or 13 said yes, 61% said no. So we're looking for a recommendation from the Rec Advisory Board to the Board of Trustees to remove the bocce ball court at Newberry Park.
Any comments or questions?
Seems like that's what the residents want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems overwhelming to me, looking at these percentages.
Any idea why they don't want them? No. I think it's not something people do. Just, you know, in today's world with all the different things, pickleball. People just don't play it as much as
Okay, I motion to approve the removal of the bocce ball courts at Newberry Park. Need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Get rid of them. Off with their heads, Ray.
Okay.
And now to Ray for the Recreation and Parks Report.
Again, a lot of these things you guys will see in the weekly report on Fridays, but I'm going to update the park projects, the concerts in the case, and then Newton Park. So Schuster Park is right on track. Field turf was supposed to start work yesterday. I don't know if they made it out today with the weather. I'm guessing they didn't, but the next step for field turf, and that's a separate contract with D3 who's doing the project, is to do the fine grading of the field. Turf should be delivered sometime next week, and then they'll lay out the turf over the next couple weeks. After that, the goals will be installed and all the final work, sidewalks and all that kind of thing will be done. The bleachers we thought were coming in later in the summer and in the fall, and we received word this week that the bleachers will be delivered on June 3rd after the grand opening. So the grand opening is on June 1st at 12. We invite you, we'll do a more formal invitation to you, to athletic organizations to participate in that day. We'll have a lot of activities inviting a lot of people. So the project is doing great. It looks really good out there. Electric still has to be done. The garage has to be built. It's probably about 5 weeks out for materials to be delivered and then will be erected on the site. The only thing that won't be done, there'll be a couple things. Restroom building. So the restroom building is a longer delivery. We are finalizing the plans for the restroom building, which include men's and women's restrooms with 4 stalls each, 1 family capability restroom, a drinking fountain, and 2 storage rooms. So 1 storage room for Pioneer Athletic Organization and then for other groups. So that's all coming. So that should get delivered late summer, early fall, and then be constructed on site. Until that's there, we'll have porta potties on site. Centennial Park West is also rocking, literally. The roof is going on right now. All the interior of the band rooms is taking place. They're actually getting ready to start drywall. So that's doing really well. That is supposed to be done May 18th, so what they call substantial completion. There'll still be punch list work that has to happen. This past week, they told us that they'll be doing some of the cladding of the roof structure, so that's sort of like the soffit areas of a building. That'll be done after the substantial completion, and it actually will happen after the first concert. So the first concert's June 8th. They expect that to be wrapped up closer to June 21st. So it won't be in our way out there. It'll look a little incomplete. So when you're out there in the beginning for the first concert, that roof structure will look a little more incomplete. Everything else will be done. The grass area is going to be sod. Hopefully that sod catches by then. A little concerned about, you know, heavy use of the sod and how much it catches. Sod should start going in the next 2 weeks. They're working on the final grading, but the weather's holding up some of that final grading. The concerts were announced, as you guys know, so Gary LeBox of Rascal Flatts will be performing in June. There'll be another band that is announced to go with him, and it almost as equally as large a band. The band that we're going to announce has 1.8 million followers on Facebook. Can't announce it because he's performing on April 11th, and so we can't announce until after that show. So we'll announce that show on April 12th. Pat Benatar performs on July 13th. Ticket sales are over 400, so good start for less than 1 week in resident-only ticket sales. And then Mark Martel, who we had a few years ago, will be performing on August 17th. We'll have a Billy Joel band and a Bruce Springsteen band out there as well. So really good fun lineup. The Taste lineup, we're getting ready to announce in the next week or so. There's a band on Sunday. It's a national act. We're working to get that firmed up. There's been a little trouble getting that band to commit. Because they want to have our show, but they want to route two other shows, so they're not just traveling out for one show, and we're not sure that's going to happen, so we may be looking at some other acts to replace that one. If we can get it firmed up the next week or so, then we're going to announce that whole lineup, so we're just waiting on that one act. Pool is rolling and getting ready to open Memorial Day weekend. We have sold 429 memberships so far. It's a little bit ahead of last year, so good to see that it's on track. Fields, first tournament starts is on April 13th and 14th. The fields are open now. You can't tell. It's too wet to use them, but they are on track to be open once the weather dries up, and we have a tournament coming up already. The backstops at Centennial Park, so the five main backstops are complete. We have to do some cleanup work there and then get the fields ready, but the backstop work is complete. And then Mike Nixon bringing up Dugan Park. So Dugan Park, that's the project that'll be next year that brings in 10 pickleball courts, a full-size soccer field, a little bit smaller baseball field, some paths and a sledding hill, restroom facilities, pavilions, and a playground. That work is all slated for next year. We did win a $600,000 grant from the state, it's an OSLAD grant. So we've been working with the state back and forth. The board approved a grant agreement last night, so we'll sign that grant agreement, get it sent into the state. So we're working with them then to get advance payment. They sent us something yesterday to get advance payment for half. So we're working through that progress with the state. Demolition isn't slated for a while. The state is examining the site to make sure there's no history of worthiness or anything else out there, and then they'll give us the okay to demo it. Police and fire will first go in there and have some play activities, some practice stuff, so they'll tear up the building a little bit. This Thursday and Friday, we have a surplus sale that will take place there. What time is that? 8 to 11 on both days. If you need tables and chairs, there's a few there to sell, if you'd like to pick any up. And then we moved out of that building last Sunday was our last day of use, so we're out of it. Everything is transitioned over to FLC in this building. FLC, if you haven't been over there, it looks pretty good. A lot of nice improvements over there, especially room 109. The playground that was a playground is now a multi-purpose space. There's a new art studio, new dance studio. It looks really good. It's a really nice facelift for that space. One of the things, we'll be moving to this building. One of the things that has come about as a part of that, Bingo's moving into this room only. There's a little bit of heartburn there, but they'll find that it's okay that they'll fit in this room. They're used to spreading out where, you know, you have two tables together and only two people, now there'll be four people, so they'll just have to share their space a little more closely. They should be accommodated very well. That's it.
So how many Centennial West, how much, you said you sold 400, bought 8 tickets by the way, that's great. How many tenants hold were you looking for?
We'd like to see 3,000 on show. We think it can actually hold in excess of 5,000.
Okay.
Easy. It's a big space. It's probably, I want to say, three or four times bigger than this.
Yeah, I've been on
And it's bigger now. So they took that hill that was there, they made it shorter, and they pushed it all the way back, and they made it wider. There's a better pass on both sides, but it's much bigger than it was.
Can you give us a hint, Ray?
For which?
Of the new, the big headliner that's supposed to be announced on April 11th.
Well, he actually the opener for Rascal Flatts, but no, I can't. He's country. That whole night would be a country lineup.
Rascal Flatts?
Yeah. He's a Grammy Award winner. Sold millions of albums. Sorry to go home. It'll be a great show.
I have some thoughts on fitness, but maybe that's what happened to me. Coming out or something. I don't know the proper time.
I'm a member of the fitness center. I've been a member forever. And just a couple thoughts. What direction are you going into as far as future change?
Or the Park Health Fitness?
Yeah. What, any plans in coming up or anything?
It's a leased operation through Power Wellness. Right. They're very good at what they do. They've grown that membership to over 4,300 members, which is pretty phenomenal after the pandemic, which dropped below 3,000.
And you were the original ones from back in the
day. They've been there from day one, including the executive director right there now. So the plans, they're pretty progressive in their planning. They've launched a virtual platform in this past year, which is an add-on to the membership, which is good for us. Most of what's planned over there is equipment replacement, and really the biggest thing that will happen next year is a lot of improvements to the pool. So the pool has some pain points with the filtration systems, heaters, controllers. So this year Public Works is going to do an RFP for construction engineering documents, and that'll be a pretty substantial period next year where the pool will be shut down for all that.
What is the rent for the physical director?
I don't know offhand. We renegotiated that, say, just last year.
And when I look at that place, I was actually back in the early 2000s. When Kayla's hot, I was working at Kayla's, and I helped design the place. Take all my ideas, but I had a few back then, and disagree with a few things they were doing, because I think Power built those too.
No. Well, wait a minute, Power Wellness. Might have been Power.
Yeah. So my first thought, maybe looking at some other profit centers there, pickleball's big. I know you have a little pickleball there, right?
I do quite a bit of pickleball. I have two nets.
My thought, from day one, from the day it was built, I was not a big fan of that kids. I'm not against kids, but that place is huge.
Big.
Some fitness centers are as big as that kids.
Yeah.
And I look at that basketball court there. Now, I roam in there a lot to see what's going on there. I see 2, 3, 4 kids. I just think there might be some opportunity. Now, I know.
We've offered it to some of the athletic organizations to lease that space.
Yeah.
They were kicking some money so far, but that's a gain in
the future. As far as renting pickleball space, things like that, it's growing. I think there's an opportunity. And you've got two studios there, or four studios. And again, I'm not sure how cool they are. They're really getting ready to get that. And you still have a gymnasium. But that kids club, I just think that's such big as this place.
I mean,
it's just,
it's big.
It's big.
Is
that a full-size basketball court?
No.
But it's huge. I mean, yes. It seems like there could be an opportunity for another profit center, because you're using that Northwestern space as a profit center. Is that place making money, losing money? Is it?
With the fitness center?
Yeah. It's actually making money now without using it. I just think there's opportunities. And also, I see two studios there. They're both being used regularly. Okay.
Fitness classes are huge.
Yeah. I just haven't been here during the day, so.
During the day, it's packed. Yeah. It's a little non-traditional compared to like the Sportsplex, where the Sportsplex is busier in the evenings.
Yeah.
That place is hard to find a parking place.
It's old, the older clientele there. And that's why I'm thinking, why is that kids club? You still need one, but I don't think it needs to be that big. And I just think it's a waste. And as I tour the place, it's just, the spinning class, that room, is that being used a lot too?
Yeah, it's a very small room.
It must be during the day though, then.
There's classes, you get both the class.
Yeah, okay, all right. As I walk through there, I'm just, thinking more now, as far as, I'm glad it's making money. Because it was losing money, then saying you've got to do something to
take it. They do well.
Yeah.
It's one of their most well-run, profitable centers.
It's very nice. My other thoughts were, the little things and stuff, people going forward. It's like in the showers, the
the body wash shampoo, sometimes it's not labeled, nobody knows what it is, one thing one may want to take back.
Anytime, I mean, you can let them know that as a number, but anytime you have something like that, you want to email me, I'll share it with you.
All right, and then, I'll email you a few things, and then, like the lacquers, I know you say, they say all the lacquers are emptied at the end of the night, but there are certain lacquers that are always locked. 200 of those things. I, you know, a couple of lacquers say these lacquers always locked. It doesn't matter, I don't know if they're closing. I know, I'm just not against, you, I'm just saying, it's just something, but maybe I'll email you a few things.
They're good about paying attention to things, I've been bringing to their attention, it's improved in the last few weeks, but there was a pretty long period where the evening, the locker rooms were pretty trashy.
Yeah, yeah.
They've corrected that finally.
I mean, overall, it's better than 99% of those places, but it can, you know, and then some of the, you know, the radio hookups, you know, half of them are not working, you know. Not that I use it anymore, but they seem to happen a little more, you know, just little things.
But what I'll do is, I'll just shoot an email, and I'll bring that to their attention.
Yeah, my whole thought about that kids, I just think this, and power never comes to you guys saying, hey, this is the thing you can do, or is it up to you guys?
I meet with them monthly, that's a tough space in there.
I'd just like to know the number of kids in there.
It's a small number. I mean, no one would disagree that it's an underutilized space, but finding an operator who's going to use it. I mean, if Palos Hospital, not Palos, but if Northwestern came in and said they wanted to use that space, we're willing to invest the money for a build out.
Yeah,
we would work.
Because you'd have to separate the spaces.
Yes.
And I still think, like, indoor pickleball, right now, and even indoor pickleball now, you know, they're not charged for anything, right?
They're members.
Members,
yeah.
They don't rent the space.
We do rent the space, but people don't rent for pickleball. You see your basketball rentals in there.
All right. And it's
important to support the membership because that's where the money is.
Sure. Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. Maybe another indoor pickleball.
Too.
A dedicated
one. I'll bring that to Sherman.
I just thought, I just think that basketball court is just a waste. Every time I walk in there and there's nobody on there.
They do use it for parties.
Yeah, I can see that. I get right into a purpose of walking there all the time. Yeah.
If you could take the basketball court, line it for pickleball, still use it for parties, and you accomplish both tasks.
I think they have concern of adults being in childcare space. You know, and how do you supervise that to make sure it stays safe for the kids? And I think at least right now, the gyms accommodate the demand that they have for pickleball, so they don't need it.
Okay. You need a build out, though. You're right, because I don't think you can get it. But there's so much room. There's a lot of room. All right, more ideas next month.
Okay. You don't have to wait, you can always email.
Right. Thanks, Ray.
Anything else, anybody? Any old business, new business?
Nope.
Making a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? 6:34, we're adjourned.